Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A big shout-out to all our over-the-road truckers, men and women that are out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe and Gab the same way, on Parler, and Parler seems to be down again, but we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you cannot hear the show anywhere else, you can hear it on that website. It's playing live right there, right now, looping on a loop. It's right there, and it says Listen Live. Got the link right there. Click on it, and boom. You're listening to the program right there on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, our podcast is also over there, too. So, joining us right now from California IA, where the Tampa Bay Rays just beat the California Angels tonight, 8-3. And I know somebody that was at the game. It's the one, the only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. The applause is for the Rays, and you too. So, there you go.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I wasn't at the game, but yeah, they did lose to the Rays tonight, and it wasn't pretty.
Well, the Rays can win when they can play ball when they want to. We'll see what happens. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I need to emphasize very strongly right now the two words, under God. Because yesterday, not in my wildest imaginations would I have ever thought a president could miss an important word on the National Day of Prayer. He never said the word God. He only used the word Americans and many religions and belief systems and mentioned the power of prayer, and that was it. And he's just the first time that I, in my memory, that I can never, or that I don't remember a president using the word God.
Especially in connection with the National Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
It seems to kind of go together a little bit.
Yeah.
So this is really interesting. And again, I think of course, he reads these remarks. And so it's a combination of Biden and who's ever writing the remarks. You know, this speaks volumes.
Well, I'm sure he never looked at it, or he might have added that one word. But listen to this. Now, Mr. Catholic, Joe Biden, and I'm using that word loosely, Mr. Catholic has a problem. Listen to this. Wait a minute. All right, hold it. Let me start it again. I see what it didn't do. But anyway, this is a report about Mr. Catholic, our Catholic president, Joe Biden.
The president proudly states that he is a Catholic, but he also promotes himself as a strong abortion advocate.
which is diametrically opposed to church teaching. U.S. bishops are considering a ban on Catholic politicians taking communion if they advocate for abortion, but some observers say Catholic leadership is sharply divided on the issue. Part of the problem is that the Pope does not support the effort to make Catholic politicians conform to church teachings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, the president has a new bishop, and that bishop doesn't adheres to the policy about no communion. Now, we've got a caller on the line. That's the unofficial mayor of Clearwater that is not running for office but could be running for office. So, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, President, or I'll call him Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe added another talent to his repertoire. He was a senator, and he's president, and he's also a storyteller, because Uncle Joe told me a nice story about trains and dead conductors and 1.5 million miles traveled and the timeline not matching up. So you know what, Kyle? I think Uncle Joe, you know, he should write a children's book or something. This is better than Harry Potter. So what do you think? Thank you so much.
Well, we'll do that, Kyle, and then we'll talk about the tax that isn't a tax.
It seems that he does get off on a tangent, it seems, when he gets into these stories. I think sometimes that he reverts back into stories like this because it's very familiar to him. And unfortunately, he can meander, as I understand he was doing. Yeah.
Well, now we have this little deal yesterday, and this is a direct quote from Joe Biden. I watched him say it on television. I had to listen to it a second time. Joe Biden's tax plan won't cost anybody anything. That's the direct quote. Kyle, what is a tax plan?
Well, generally, that's when you levy a charge on goods, services, or income to produce revenue, basically.
And somebody's paying that revenue.
That's right.
So to say a tax plan that won't cost anybody anything is a blatant, outright lie.
Yeah, it's a blatant, outright lie, a fundamental misunderstanding, if you even wanted to put the best construction on it, a fundamental misunderstanding of, like, how money works, you know. And if I charge you something, you have to pay it. And then you don't have that money anymore. It costs
somebody in the Biden family knows how money works because they've managed to abscond with several billion over the 50-some-odd years he's been around in office. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Joe Biden at it again. What a lie. We're not going to tax anybody anything. Uh-huh.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by...
Their product, Relief Factor, is something that I've been taking religiously ever since I found out about it just about 6 years ago now, 5.5 to 6 years ago. And it's part of my integrated health plan that helps keep my body in check with the problems that I have now. Yesterday, the folks down there at Mixon's whole Groveside Cafe, where we had our Have Lunch with the Captain, got a chance to see me come hobbling in a little bit with my swollen leg and ankle. It wasn't as bad as what it was, and it's getting better because of what I'm doing. But part of what makes it get better is Relief Factor, because it helps to control the inflammation when it gets out of control. And it will go straight to the source of the pain that you're having and lower or eliminate the pain. And I've been taking 3 packs a day because I've stepped it up, and now they got this problem back, which just spurs at any time of the moment, and it's because of the replacement joint that's in my ankle along with the rod that's there where I almost lost my foot at the and ankle right down there at the base of the leg. And I must have, all I can think of is I must have twisted it somehow and don't know how, and this happens. This is the end result. But it's 100% drug-free. I take it. It works for me. That's it, bottom line. If you're suffering from arthritis or bursitis or maybe you got some other pains or aches or things that just come and go or whatnot, this is a great way to get rid of them right here, Relief Factor. And it also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it will help you recoup from whatever it is you're recouping from. Now it costs $19.95 just to try it for 3 weeks. The 3 week quick start is $19.95, and that'll get it going. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Again, relieffactor.com/captain, the $19.95 3 week quick start. And I'm telling you, it'll work. It's worked for me. Tens of thousands of people that I know of that they've told me about have bought the product, and we're happy to hear that it's doing very well with the people that are taking it. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Now, Kyle, you mentioned something. We talked about the tax thing here with Joe Biden and a comment he made, but then you threw something in there. We were talking during the break.
Oh, yeah. Well, President Biden was talking about how the tax plan's not going to cost anybody anything. Really? Well, there's a report out here in the last couple of days that talks about the combined tax rate for, quote, wealthy families could wind up as being much as 61% on inherited wealth. This has to do with the capital gains, things like that, and the repeal of what they call the step-up in basis, which talks about appreciated assets. And so that sounds to me, Captain, like that costs somebody something.
Well, that's the whole point, and that's why I made it an issue. That's why I said for Joe Biden to stand up there and say, well, my tax plan won't cost anybody anything. Again, the definition of a tax plan is to generate revenue by charging people a tax, and that's what he's doing. And to say that it won't cost anybody anything is not only asinine, it's an outright lie.
It's an outright lie. I mean, taxes that don't cost anything? Well, Captain, is that like calorie-free pizza? You know, have as much of this pizza as you want. It won't affect you ever. That just doesn't make any sense.
No. Now, I want to talk about something that the White House made a stunning admission on Joe Biden's impromptu questions and answer sessions. And, of course, I made a suggestion. I put it up on Facebook. I said, just don't take any questions, Joe. That'll solve your problem.
Right. Well, evidently, they believe that that might be what they should be doing.
So is this another Jen Psaki thing?
Well, evidently, she's saying that, you know, a lot of times they recommend that the president shouldn't really take questions. But she says, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do.
So this is maybe a circle back, Jen Psaki?
This could be a circle back.
All right. So Jen Psaki's at it again, and we're going to circle back just to have a little fun for tonight and wake everybody up that was sleeping there a minute ago. but here's the deal, all right? You can't the nature this is what Jen Psaki said. The nature of media for being a big driver behind a push is to say there's a border crisis. Come on. There's a border crisis. We all know it. We've all seen it. And by the way, I am going to talk about the 170,000 people that came into this country illegally last month, and God only knows where they're at.
Well, it's exactly right. And again, this sort of weird war on words that they have about the word crisis, they don't want to utter it. The president uttered it, and that's probably why. And they had to walk that back, by the way, at least try to. But this is why they don't want the president to actually go out and talk. That's not scripted. It's just that simple, I think, because they know that he's going to say something that they don't want him to say.
Well, yeah, that all could be. Now, moving along, The View yesterday, The View, and this is kind of fun because they had Maria Bartiromo on, and I don't know why she went on there, but I didn't watch it. I've just got the news story in front of me. Oh, that's all I know about it. The View reminded the audience that President Trump was the one who actually pushed for the vaccines before Joe Biden, thanks to Maria Bartiromo putting it out there.
Well, right. Yeah, I remember the president, President Trump, had said, it's a good, I'm just paraphrasing here, it's a good vaccine. You know, people should take it. A lot of people that voted for me should be taking it. You know, things like that. But I remember, Captain, when then-candidate Kamala Harris said during the vice presidential debate that she didn't want to take this vaccine, basically, until Dr. Fauci told her to do it. It would be fine if Dr. Fauci wanted it, but and that, at that point, Captain, I think that was another political issue because this that they hadn't gotten into office yet. This was a Trump vaccine, and they helped to sow the seeds of mistrust about the vaccine because they thought it would help them politically.
Now, you mentioned Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci was spotted yesterday. Here's where he was spotted, and it was kind of a little ominous spotting because all of a sudden people looked up, and guess what? Yes, Dr. Fauci was riding a rescue yesterday in an undisclosed location trying to find out what it's like to actually be an emergency doctor.
I love it.
You love that?
Oh, that's the emergency TV show theme.
That's the original theme of the emergency television show. And by the way, who were the two paramedics?
Well, that would be John Gage and Roy DeSoto.
That's it. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, and everybody remembers Gage. Because that's what they call him, Gage. Hey, Gage! But anyway,
yeah,
and by the way, the firehouse was a lot like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder, yeah, well, you
it
would
was.
Know.
Yeah, the firehouse was a lot like that.
and they were played by, I remember, Randolph Mantooth, and Kevin Tai was DeSoto. Yeah.
Yep. And then they had the captain, otherwise known as Cap.
Cap, that's right.
All right, well, Governor Whitmer in Michigan is creating a ruckus up there because she's refusing, and members of her staff are refusing to answer any questions about who paid for the private jet for her trip to Florida that she said she never took.
Yes, and I think she's saying that she said everything she's going to say. Evidently, she had taken a trip to check on her father, evidently. She said it was a quick trip and there was an important family reason for doing it. I've got nothing to add.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
except for the cost of the aircraft.
Except for the cost of the aircraft. That's right. When the and if it was a private trip, just say I paid for it out of private funds. Yeah, but what difference does it make? Why wouldn't she say if this was an official trip? Or
wait a minute. I just heard a Hillary Clinton comment. What difference does it make?
That's right.
Jeez, listen to all these puns you're coming up for tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, before we go to break, I want to talk about Tucson, Arizona. And Tucson, congratulations to you guys. The Tucson City Council approved the largest raise in police history for their police officers, part of a $30 million employee pay increase, along with the firefighters, too. And it's about damn time.
Absolutely. And at the possibility of making another pun, but this is a good one, I think, a positive one. We're talking about refunding the police, not defunding the police. This is great.
Yep. All righty. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be rolling along here, and when we come back, Ilhan Omar opened her mouth. Oh, well, we'll tell you what she said.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is trying to convince Republicans to vote for his infrastructure and jobs plan during a trip to Louisiana.
When you build better roads or extend the train line over to the next town or install reliable high-speed internet, it sparks new life and investment in communities. It gives people hope.
Republicans are showing reluctance at the plan, with the price tag nearing $4 trillion. The president said, though, he is willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Idaho, say that a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. After the shooting, parents were directed to a nearby high school to pick up their children. Police say they now have the girl in custody and that the injuries are not life-threatening. They say they're investigating a motive and also where she obtained the gun. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico starts with the words, or the letters, G-E-I-C-O, for Geico, and you can go to their website and take a look at what they have to offer. And if you want to get a quote right then and there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle or an ATV or an RV or a boat, they'll do all of that too. And oh, by the way, they'll save you even more money because they have homeowners, renters insurance, and condo insurance. And if you bundle that homeowners policy along with your automobile policy, you will save a bunch of money. So give them a try. See what they can do for you. See if they can save you money like they have me for almost 18 years. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com is the place to go and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'm getting a lot of comments here on the sidebar from some people that are talking about Joe Biden and not using the word God. I don't know what the problem is, why these guys can't do that.
Well, you know, I think that a big part of it is somehow trying to keep cobbled together a bunch of folks on the left who just don't want the administration to use really, you know, any kind of traditional references such as God, especially in conjunction with the National Day of Prayer, it's almost as if they wouldn't want to have it anyway. For some reason they think, oh, we're going to offend this person or that person, instead of perhaps taking a stand, as so many presidents have done, even in recent years, that they've used the term God, and one only can wonder why they don't want to do that, unless it's servicing some kind of political, safety factor that they think they need.
Well, I don't ever remember Joe Biden in years gone by, because I did pay a little bit of attention to him simply because of the different committee chairman positions he had, and he seemed to be on TV a lot before he was vice president. But I don't ever remember him not being somewhat religious and doing different things. But all of a sudden now we've reverted in a total different direction. That, again, tells me that he's being told what to do.
Yeah, this is not the, I'm so glad you said that, because this is not the Joe Biden that we remember, even from 1988 with all the Neil Kinnock stuff and so forth, and back when he first ran for president. It's just not the same person. And so I think you're right. That seems to buttress the idea that he's not really coming up with all, and in other words, is he sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office going, here's what I'm going to do next, and after that I'm going to do this, and it just doesn't seem to fit.
All right, well, I talked about Ilhan Omar, and here it goes. You folks in Minnesota, I'm sorry that we have to mention this, because you just need to vote this woman out of office and get it over and done with. She's not any friend to anybody up there in Minnesota. Here's what she said. She called on the Democrats to come.
We'll be able to push everything through
and have power forever.
And have power forever. These pesky Republicans will then, you know, and or anybody who doesn't think like we do. I think that's really important. It really would become I don't want to even say one party system. It would simply be a state system, and that's what it would be.
Well, the country is divided. There's no doubt about it, and it's getting more divided. There's no doubt about that. But it's not because of what the Republicans are doing. It's the Democrats that are the ones that are pulling away from American history, of all things, events that happen in a place and time that make you proud of your country, and they're just taking it in an opposite direction and trying to create their own history.
Well, sure, yeah. If anything, they'd probably want to get down to a thing called Year Zero, where they could just start everything over again from their perspective and make sure that you don't say any kind of controversial historical remarks that might show what they really are up to.
Now, there's been a lot of discussion recently about pollster Frank Luntz, right?
Yes, there's been in the news lately. Yeah.
Well, he's in the news again, maybe for the wrong reason. GOP pollster, this is the headline, I'm just going to read the headline. GOP pollster Frank Luntz says former President Donald Trump could never win in 2024. That's could never win in 2024. Really?
Yes, well, yeah, I think he's probably coming from this with the idea that somehow, President Trump would be just too toxic or something like that. But generally speaking, I think there's a real fear factor on the left out there that some of these big tech things and so forth, that Trump really is a viable force in American politics still, whether he's running for president or whether he is endorsing somebody to run for president. That's why this constant drumbeat against Trump has to continue, evidently. If the American people are going to decide, you know, who's going to be the nominee, and Frank Luntz can come up with the theory, but
right.
We still just don't know.
All right, let's go to Mel in Saratoga Springs. Yes, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yeah, never mind what Frank Luntz got to say. President Trump win it. He'll win it when everything that ain't nailed down. But the fact of the matter is going back to Ilhan Omar, you got all them coolies like herself that live up in her district that Obama planted in that area to get that kind of vote. And plus, you've got the millionaire side, just like all these corrupt Democrats have. And as far as Joe Biden goes, I mean, I can't say that he's got anything to do with religion. But you look at him, he's a protege of Strom Thurmond. He's standing in the doorway of any school just right alongside of George Wallace. Would have done at this 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a plagiarist. This guy, if good Lord don't want him, the devil's afraid of him. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, I mean, you have to say that this guy, you remember him as being somewhat religious. Okay. So, I mean, Ray Charles can see this guy ain't got no religion up with him.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Now, Kyle, I just got an email here, and I got to address this because mm-hmm. it's not true. And somebody is repeating something that's absolutely not true. A person heard on another radio show that the blue states were going to lose congressmen due to lower numbers as a result of the census totals that have all of a sudden been able to have been found. They found uncounted numbers to make up for the loss of numbers, missing numbers. And now there will not be seen any difference in the House of Representatives and Senate. That is not right. It is a lie.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's the opposite.
So whoever got that is putting that out there is lying through their teeth again. And this person said they heard it on another radio show. Well, if you heard it, you heard it from somebody that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, that's right. See, now, of course, because you saw these changes in the census, which will result in changes in representation in the House, the people will say, well, Trump must have manipulated that. This was done under the Trump administration.
No, this was the census that was being conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau, which is independent of everybody.
Well, exactly. But only because it occurred during the Trump administration, this is somehow, in other words, it's just a way of throwing dirt in the air to try to, you know, to cloud up everything and make it suspicious. But it's not.
Yeah, no. And to the person that sent me that, I hate to tell you this, but you better stop listening to whatever it was you were listening to that told you that, because they were lying to you.
Right. That's it. Not right.
Yep. And again, I've told you, be very careful, you know, what you do. And to believe something that's half-cocked like that, unbelievable. But anyway, who knows?
Yeah. Well, but again, we keep on trucking with the truth here. Absolutely.
All righty. Yeah. And that's true. And by the way, speaking of trucking with the truth, we will be having a little bit of fun in hour number two. Because we're going to do that Dr. Fauci segment. You know, that's going to be something we're going to do every hour. You snuck it in there because you brought his name up. But I had a time and everything planned for it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do it next hour at the bottom of the hour. But when we do that, he's Dr. Fauci was seen riding a rescue truck, learning what it's like to be an emergency medical doctor. And that is a falsehood on our part, but it's a funny one. And by the way, there is a Dr. Fauci action doll now.
I saw that. You're right.
Yep. So you can run out and buy it. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And the Truckers Highway Bible Report coming right up. And I did not make that up. There is a Dr. Fauci action doll.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends that worked very hard at the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stops. It is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report that we got coming back. And I want to remind everybody that when we give you the weather, it's the latest weather that we have here for the guys and gals out on the highways and all the campers out there, too. So we are going to get it started right now. And a little bit of R&B here. Bonnie Raitt, haven't played her in a while. Here we go.
Cold sweat, thinking about a day that we ain't done.
Bonnie right there bringing us back in for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, it's always good listening to her.
She is fantastic.
Yeah,
I love Bonnie
buddy.
Raitt. I love Bonnie Raitt. What a great musician and singer. Absolutely.
Yep. And let's get going here. Thunderstorms today in Florida and the central part of the U.S., fire weather threats in the North Plains, and there's going to be some windy conditions up there. It's a little bit chilly up there in the Northland right now, so if you're up on I-80, I-90, I-94, you might be having a little bit of excitement up there with the need to have a winter coat again. But strong to severe thunderstorms are going to linger in Florida with a slow-moving cold front continuing to move east. A weather system in the central U.S. could produce strong thunderstorms, too, in the middle Mississippi Valley. And a Canadian cold front is going to produce gusty winds and critical fire weather threats in the North Plains. So, Kyle, take it away out west, and I see that storm system out there is starting to come ashore.
Well, that's right. That's right, Captain. And we are looking tonight. We have a freeze watch that's going on in Medford, Ashland, and Grants Pass, southern Oregon right now. So if you're coming down the or coming up the Interstate 5 freeway, you've got that to deal with. We do have a fire weather watch still stretching from Redding, California, all the way down to Modesto. This is going to also include Sacramento, Stockton, over as far west as Fairfield, it looks like. So we've got that going on. A little bit of wind advisory out in the California desert, especially if you're near Palm Springs, Banning, or Desert Hot Springs. You may have that wind advisory to deal with. Also out there in the Anza-Borrego State National Park, you've got a wind advisory. Fire weather warning. Also in southern Utah, this is going to be St. George, and it's going to continue more easterly from there, pretty much hugging the state line area there. Then also over in Colorado, Grand Junction, you've got a fire weather warning. That stretches all the way up to the state line with Wyoming and down to the state line with Albuquerque, pretty much just in the western part of Colorado. And then a fire weather warning as well, this near Monte Vista and Alamosa in southern Colorado tonight. Up in Montana, we do have a lake wind advisory, and this is going to be up in the Glasgow and Fraser area, Wolf Point, as you head east towards North Dakota. But through that, you're also going to run into a fire weather watch up near the Fort Peck Indian Reservation tonight.
Well, if you're out there in North Dakota, northwestern part of North Dakota, down south off the Canadian border for about 150 miles, you're going to have some gusty conditions there, gusty wind conditions, could be drying things out. We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, there could also be some thunderstorms that will kick up here because over to the east, you have got that cold weather. Minnesota tonight, the Twin Cities south, down towards the southwestern corner of Minnesota and then moving across over into South Dakota along I-90, you definitely have got a frost warning tonight. Same thing for the central part of Wisconsin. Again, a frost warning there. Now, Michigan's a little different story. It is just downright cold in the northern part of Michigan tonight, north of Detroit, north of Grand Rapids, going up towards the Upper Peninsula. You've got a freeze warning, hard freeze warning, as well as a hard frost warning up in there, too. So both of them going on at the moment. You do have over in the eastern part of New York State, around Albany, over towards the Berkshires. You've got a frost warning there, frost warning up in Vermont tonight. And we've got, let me see here, this is a flood warning here. All right, well, all of a sudden it popped up in West Virginia from all that rain they had a little while ago there, a couple of days ago. They've got a flood warning in the northeastern part of West Virginia right now, so be careful up around there. And then we've got gusty conditions, weather conditions, and possibility of thunderstorms today across North Carolina, South Carolina, the eastern part of Georgia to include Savannah on down to down to Brunswick. There we go. Northern part of Alabama tonight, just north of I-20 up towards Huntsville. Windy conditions up there, possibility of thunderstorms there as well. And not to be forgotten about, today in Florida, as the temperature goes back up again, there'll be some spotty thunderstorms here in the great state of Florida with the afternoon breezes and whatnot that'll be coming back and forth across the state. So The Truckers Highway and Byway Report, everybody, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, here's the deal. If you're not already a member of the Drivers Club and you are a professional driver out there, you know, on the highways and byways going back and forth, pull into the Flying J, and if it's not one of your designated fuel stops, I guess you can't buy fuel, but you sure could buy food and stuff that you need in the store and the trucker store and use it for the points that you'll get to save you money on your other stuff. But if your company's not buying fuel at Flying J, because, again, the deal there is the more you buy, the cheaper it is, and they give some great deals to the big-time purchases there, including RVers that have the same advantage, points for what you buy, whether it's fuel, whether it's food, whether it's in the store. And you take advantage of that, and I'm telling you, folks, come Christmas time, you can do what Catwoman and Road Dogg have done for years. They go to a Flying J, they do most of their Christmas shopping, and it's all paid for by the points they got.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you like the coffee, and to me, a good cup of coffee is important, but they have other things there, too. If you need to have a snack, or if you need to have a full meal, or you need to get a shower, or you need to do your laundry, all of that can be done.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, you know, of course, you can download the app from pilotflyingj.com. And you're right, the professional drivers, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills when you activate the tiered points program in the app. And the app does all kinds of new great things. It's a new and improved app. It's called the My Rewards Plus app. It used to be called the Pilot Flying J app, but they've got a lot of new stuff for you. And as you said, you can reserve things like your shower. You can reserve overnight parking. All that great stuff is available through the app.
By the way, where is the app? Where can you get it?
Go to pilotflyingj.com. It's all one word, pilotflyingj.com, and you can download it for either iOS or for your Android device.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Roaring back here. Stations are going to identify themselves. You're going to hear some news. We're going to pay a few bills along the way, and we're going to be back in about 7 minutes or thereabouts, 7 to 8 minutes, depending on what your station does at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.